KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have partly cloudy skies. It's 81 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high around 95 and a heat index as high as 107. An excessive heat warning continues for the listening area through late this evening. Good morning. I'm Rick Hanson with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. Creston police are investigating two incidents of break-ins or unauthorized entry into apartments. Two residents at an apartment complex in the 700 block of West Jefferson Street in Creston reported their apartments had been entered sometime between 7:30 a.m. and 4 p.m. on July 18th and 21st, respectively. Missing from one of the apartments was a 32-inch television and Xbox One system, all that valued at $400. The other resident was reported missing a laptop computer, the value of which was $390. And an update to our story Thursday morning about two Creston men arrested Wednesday evening on drug charges. Authorities said later that 39-year-old Stephen Knowles and 18-year-old Kane Farlow were taken into custody following a pursuit. Creston police say Farlow was driving a 2004 Nissan Altima that was being pursued by law enforcement. The car was traveling about 60 to 70 miles per hour in a 45-mile-per-hour zone when it went out of control at around 6:10 p.m. Wednesday. The vehicle hit a curb and concrete sewer before coming to rest in a field near the intersection of Highway 34 and Industrial Parkway. Farlow was transported by law enforcement to the Greater Regional Medical Center in Creston to be treated for a wrist injury. His passenger, Stephen Knowles, had minor injuries that did not require a trip to the hospital. Both men were arrested for possession of marijuana, meth, and drug paraphernalia. Farlow was being held at the Union County Jail for violation of a pretrial release on an original charge of felony eluding. He's currently being held on $5,000 cash-only bond. And he had was also charged with reckless driving and OWI pending the result of lab tests. Police in Glenwood reports two people were arrested Thursday morning on OWI charges. 39-year-old Michelle Weilig of Glenwood was arrested for OWI first offense. Her bond was set at $1,000. And 27-year-old Cody Sparks of Glenwood was arrested for OWI second offense. His bond was set at $2,000. Police in Red Oak have arrested a man on a valid warrant out of Carroll County for contempt of court. 34-year-old Jesse Donald Trost of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 12:30 p.m. Thursday. Trost was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and was awaiting extradition to Carroll County. A Council Bluffs woman who left her infant with an abusive boyfriend has been given 2 years probation. 20-year-old Kira Lawton pleaded guilty to three misdemeanor counts Tuesday and was also sentenced to a suspended prison term of 6 years. Prosecutors say Lawton failed to protect her baby because she would leave the child with Rodney Weatherwax, who's since been convicted of child endangerment causing injury. Weatherwax was given 20 years in prison. A court document says he injured the baby at least three times between September 1st and November 30th of last year. The five-month-old child suffered at least 20 fractures. Lawton told doctors that Weatherwax punched the child in the face. State officials are working with Lawton on child visitation rights. Well, the Iowa Department of Transportation is updating its rules for young drivers to reflect changes in law approved by the Iowa legislature. Sarah Seedsma with the Motor Vehicle Division says one change, or rather one update, involves restrictions on passengers.
A person under 18 that receives an intermediate license is restricted to driving with one unrelated minor passenger while driving without supervision, unless the person's parent or guardian waives the restriction at the time the license is issued.
Drivers must have an instruction permit for 1 year without an accident or conviction for traffic offenses before getting an intermediate license. Seedsma says drivers have to wait 6 months after conviction before the clock can start again, but the year period does not have to be 12 consecutive months.
You know, they would be able to count valid periods of holding that instruction permit prior to a conviction and then after a conviction.
They've also updated the process for parents seeking a waiver of driver's education.
Currently, that must be submitted on a department form. This change in would actually allow that a parent or guardian could sign a written statement and the school rather than having to do the form.
There's also a change designed to give more flexibility for school permits.
For minor children who have divorced or separated parents, they would be able to drive from the school and either parent's residence as long as the parent resides within the district of enrollment or in a contiguous district.
She said the students often alternate staying with each parent, and this allows them to still drive using their school permit as long as they meet the requirements. Well, closing arguments are expected today in the trial of a Sioux City man accused of killing another man in a northwest Iowa community of Sloan. Defense and prosecution attorneys rested their cases Thursday in Timothy Schroeder's trial. He's charged with first-degree murder and related crimes in the January 9, 2015 shooting death of 29-year-old Dustin Wilder at Wilder's home. The defense moved for acquittal on all charges Thursday, saying there wasn't enough evidence to convict Schroeder. But Judge Jeffrey Neary denied the motion. Elsewhere in state news, authorities say a man has died in a construction accident at a wind turbine in central Iowa. The accident occurred Thursday afternoon near Huxley. The Story County Sheriff's Office said the 31-year-old man fell about 30 feet inside a wind turbine that's under construction. The man's name and other details about the accident have not yet been released. Authorities say a man was fatally shot on the east side of Des Moines. Officers who were sent to the scene of a parking lot at around 6 p.m. Thursday found the man with several wounds. Sergeant Paul Parizic said the man died after being taken to a hospital. His name has not yet been released. Investigators think the shooter and the victim knew each other. No arrests have been reported. Authorities have released the name of a 74-year-old woman whose body was found by firefighters in her north central Iowa home. Sheffield firefighters were dispatched to the blazing house just before 10 p.m. Sunday. They found the body after gaining control of the flames. Sheffield Fire Chief Dan Field said Dolores Birdsell died of smoke inhalation. Investigators suspect a smoldering cigarette ignited the fire, but the investigation is continuing. The head of Iowa's Republican Party says his delegation has expressed anger and disappointment at U.S. Senator Ted Cruz for delivering a speech at the GOP National Convention earlier this week that didn't endorse Donald Trump for president. Jeff Kaufman, chairman of the Republican Party of Iowa, told reporters Thursday that Cruz's speech Wednesday night at the convention in Cleveland had members of the Iowa delegation shaking their heads. He noted a large portion of the delegation were Cruz supporters. Kaufman says he personally questions who advised Cruz on his speech, but Kaufman adds he could be receptive to the Texas senator if he changes course and helps the party elect Trump in November. Kaufman argued the convention's events and speeches have shown party unity, although some Iowa delegates say they disagree with that. Iowa delegates at the Republican National Convention are leaving Cleveland today in a mostly unified front, touting Donald Trump. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
Heather Stanzel of Winterset, an alternate delegate at the convention, says Donald Trump was not her first choice, but the people have spoken and she is ready to move forward and support Trump.
He is definitely the man that makes people talk, and I kind of like that. You know, we're talking about things that we have not talked about in a long time, or we've talked about in hushed tones, and he says things that a lot of people are afraid to say.
Stanzel says more conversation is good because that's how good ideas bubble to the top. I'm O.K. Henderson.
The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.